Hi guys, and welcome to Pop Sessions. Yes, it's our official start in our new and improved studio. You guys don't know where we are, but we know where we are, right guys?
Yes.
Now, of course, we are going to be talking about a very interesting topic today. Please, because this is Mahogany Wood, get your phones off the table, especially if it's an Android device. Okay guys, we're all going to take turns introducing ourselves. My name is Rashina, and of course you're welcome to Pop Sessions, the only podcast that is famous not just only on Popping app but also on any other social media platform, right guys? So I'm sitting right beside the self-proclaimed vibe queen because I've still not accepted.
Okay, now do I accept? I'm not accepted yet. What's Rashina Forbes? I haven't accepted
Forbes. No,
exactly.
Yeah,
you're calling me vibe queen.
When did I call you vibe queen?
I
said self proclaimed.
Hey, well, you mentioned vibe queen. Wow. First, last, vibe
way to
queen.
Go, Nancy.
It's a win win.
Hi, guys. How you guys doing? Yeah, it's your vibe queen, Nancy. Even though people don't want to accept it, but I bring the vibe. Thank you very much.
Hi, guys. This is Auntie Debbie.
Oh.
Hey!
Auntie.
Is this it? Wait, sorry. Is it podcast name?
Auntie Debbie.
Madame Debbie.
Okay, that's the brand.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and I go by the name Sarah. Should I spell it for you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It goes S to the A to the R to the A to the H. It's Sarah.
I was expecting something dope. Oh.
No, that was cool though. It was like, you know, it's fresh.
You know, my name is that's signature. So I just like needed to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Make
like
an entry.
Yeah, S to the exactly. A to the A-A-A-H.
Told your sisters to come down from your high chair because they cannot pick your voice.
I'm the chairman of this event, guys.
Okay. They'll tell you they can't pick your voice.
All right, we welcome our estranged wife. Nisi Uo.
What's up?
We're taking the T out of your name because in Britain they call it Uo.
You
know, <I'm> all right, who's next? Eniola.
Yeah, my name is Eni. Yeah, my name is Eniola, but Eni for short.
Hey.
Anybody, oh, anybody.
It sounds like something they'll say in a poly. My name is Eniola. Hi guys, what's up? It's Manja here. Pop Sessions, let's go.
All right, we have the last person here on the queue. Well, not the last because it's... Well, you are the last because the person...
Hi, Rashine. Hi, Rashine. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
It's your girl, Queen Esther.
Queen Esther. Hey. Anyway, I'll give you the compass.
The girl with the sing-song voice.
Didn't yeah. This queen had the nerve to come and tell me she's angry with me that I did not give her collates.
Okay. Okay,
yes.
So to start with, where'd you find
let's
your
finish our podcast and
I mean,
finish it.
I've seen this thing with Louis Vuitton.
There are lots now.
All right, so Queen was saying something about how she doesn't feel pleased with Nancy's behavior.
Well, Nancy's saying,
I don't think this is a podcast story, Nana.
It's a podcast story. Let's sort it out here.
You want us to sort it out?
I want
okay.
To know.
Mm-hmm. Let me clear my throat.
Taking on the mic to yourself.
So, it was about...
This was making short. We understand.
Yeah. You understand. Okay, I guess I
don't understand. Just summarize, you know, so we can move to the actual thing.
In summary, three words.
No, no. How can it be three
You hate
words?
Me.
Okay. Nana, I'm calling you out right
all
now.
All right, okay. It's call out Tuesday.
Nana was supposed to give me credits. Mm-hmm. Not like I expected it, but
okay.
You wholeheartedly mm-hmm. refused to give me credits on the karaoke stuff. Nana said she decided to invite Queen to the karaoke that she felt like...
That's the script.
She felt like that's what she said. That she felt like I have a nice voice and she decided. Yes, that's what she said.
Oh,
then she decided to invite me for the karaoke. I'm like, that's not fair, Nana. You shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have even talked about the whole stuff. And I met her this morning. I'm like, Nana, you broke my heart.
Wow. Only here on the podcast. A Pop Sessions, would you hear call outs that also sound like a therapy session?
Okay,
but we love it, and of course,
did you watch the full episode where I said that Tomo and Rashine didn't give you the opportunity.
Oh, why are we in this conversation, fam?
I overlooked that one. I overlooked that one.
Exactly. It's how the human beings are. You overlook the positive part and then face the negative part.
Yours was more negative. Like,
but do you realize that we had to say that in the game?
It could be that.
You have called us out for not introducing you.
I feel like they forgot. So if they did intentionally.
Well, we didn't do it intentionally. Okay. I'm speaking for myself.
Neither did I.
So, Nati, you did it intentionally.
Sorry, Nati.
I don't understand what you're saying. I did what intentionally. What
you know what, guys? This is all part of what we're talking about today. It's called adulting.
Exactly. So, that's it. What did I do intentionally?
What you did intentionally? Yeah. What you did intentionally? Okay, fine.
You know what? It will have it, right? We'll adult our way into it. But let's start with the first conversation, Raul. Let's talk adulting. Are you an adult, and what is your definition of adulthood? Anybody wants to go first?
I'm not an adult.
Okay.
And adulthood is a scam.
Wow. All right.
So just let's just put it there. She's
in denial.
Mm-hmm. Big denial. Once you work here, you're the original adult.
I'm 16 forever. I'm 16.
Well, that's what they
Thank
tell you.
Thank you.
Are you 16 right now?
Even Ariana Grande is no longer 16.
And she's still, you know.
Well.
But like, to be honest, what is your definition of adulthood? You know, anyone wants to go. What's your perception of
it? So for me, it's a person that's being able to make decisions for his or herself,
mm-hmm.
and stand by it.
Right.
If there are consequences, you face it.
Mm-hmm.
If there are profits or anything from it, you mm-hmm. enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And then pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But some adults still don't pay bills, girl.
Well, you're not an original adult.
Well, you are an original adult, but it's just that you're highly favored.
But yes, guys, for me, I think adulthood is, you know, just like, you know, just another stage in your life. And for me, I have a different perception of or different perspective to defining adulthood because of what I studied in school. So in psychology, adulthood is actually the peak phase. It's like the phase where you get to make like a lot of formative decisions that pretty much decide if you have midlife crisis or if you, you know, living a, you know, home for sanity in the insane and things like that. You know, it just really decides your geriatric life. If you Google what geriatric means, it means, you know, your life when you're in your old age, 70s, 80s. So that's what adulthood is. It's an experience. It's a spectrum for you to make a lot of decisions. Like Nancy said, you know, decisions that you will definitely take responsibility for. And yeah, that's what I think adulthood is. Am I an adult? Well, I struggle every day to identify as an adult because I really don't want to identify as an adult. But
you have no choice.
Am I an adult at all? Yes, I am. Because one look at you, heck, you are an adult. All right, well, moving on to our next question. Do you ever feel like you have no idea what to do when it comes to being an adult?
100%.
Talk to us about it.
Many times you're just faced with decisions like, you know, the mindset, the belief that your life is in your hands. You have to make decisions. As a child, you did not have to choose the schools you attended. For me, now at this point, I have to like decide if I want to maybe pursue further degrees, if I want to start working. And the fact that all of this, I have to bear the consequences alone, makes it so hard. It feels like I don't know what I'm doing. I have no clue what I want to do. And it makes it scary. Mm-hmm. It gets scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have anything to say?
Well, personally, I just feel that, yeah, I find it hard because most times when I was like younger, my mom is always telling me, oh, you should do this. My dad is always telling me you should do this. But now they're like, oh, don't you know what to do? And I'm like, I'm really lost sometimes. I don't have it figured out.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, do you really have any idea what it is? To me, I feel like I watched, like, I literally had to watch adults live their lives so I could just, like, what am I going to have to do this when I'm older? Like, you know how somebody has to juggle between paying the bills, focusing on you, doing that. And I'm like, wait, I'm going to have to grow up and do all of this. And you had to come to terms with that, that you're going to eventually grow up and become that person. But of course, we're moving on to our next question. Yeah, it says, what is the most tiring thing about being or becoming an adult, particularly here in Nigeria?
Paying bills.
The bills.
No, I don't feel like it's paying the bills.
All right, Cash Money Forbes.
Yeah. So for me, I don't think it's paying the bills. It's just the fact that you have to wake up every morning.
That's also
true. Yeah, the pressure.
And you have to go to work. So you not have to go
to work. You have no choice. You just have to wake up.
And you don't know if you're scared of going to work because you might have one mean ass boss or something. Yeah. So I think a lot of people go through that stress. Then the other part for me is the fact for those of us that now decide to go and get married and have kids, you are not responsible for another person's life.
Exactly.
That shit is
crazy. Sometimes I feel like when I start to think about adults, I'm like, hey.
Like, I'm not suicidal.
You know when it flashes in front of you? Has your adulthood ever flashed in front of your eyes?
Yeah, all the time.
Man, that shit is scary. I'm like, what? Why is the future confronting me? Like, it's still today.
Can I stick?
You know,
to today?
I remember when I was, you know, growing up, like, I always felt I was desperate to grow up. Like, I was envious of... I was envious of my aunties because I just wanted to grow up, you know? Like, I just wanted to leave the fact that I was 16 and I had to call my other brother. But there was kind of shit like that. But as it is right now, should I say I'm regretting it? No. Or getting used to the fact that it's my responsibility to live life.
Wow.
Yeah. What makes adulting tiring for me is the fact that you don't have an opportunity to be a child again.
That's the end.
Like, you are here, and from here, it is more responsibility, more of everything.
Because there's only room to grow. Yeah. You can't grow down. Yeah. You have to grow up.
Why you're complaining? Why your friends are complaining about you not keeping up, or maybe your partner is complaining about you not maintaining a relationship? Then the idea of the fact that you have to be a present parent and you have to juggle work, fulfill ambitions, like pursue your ambitions and fulfill dreams,
set goals.
Yes, all of the future. What makes adulting scary is the fact that there is no going back from here. Like, you're literally here or you're dead.
Oh my god, now that you said it like that, it's actually really real. It's like, you really can't go back. Like, you can't go back to yesterday. And for me, I think what's scary for me, particularly here in Nigeria, using Nigeria as case studies, the fact that there's already so many things that are just, like, you know, targeted to not really make your growing experience so interesting here. Like, you know, from traffic to this, and you're like, you have to wake up and face these things every single day.
And nobody has to wake you up. You have to wake yourself up. Like,
do you guess? And the funny part is... And the funny part is we're pretty much all going through the same things. Yeah. So sort of. So you can't really find someone who's going to be like, it's going to be good. And he said, what you have is like, another adult telling you, like, you know you have to wake up at this time tomorrow, right? Because Monday is going to be crazy. And you're like, I know. But today you're like,
that's how I did.
It's just like crazy. But of course, now we're moving on to our next question. It says, what are the perks of being an adult? Of course, there are perks, guys.
I mean, you have your freedom. Nobody's telling you, wake up now or take this money, go and buy this thing.
Your job is telling you to wake up.
Exactly.
I think it's just like sense of awareness for me. Like, you know, man, you're self-aware, you know where you're going. You can draw plans and goals, future goals and stuff.
You literally own your decision. Nobody's controlling your life, sort of.
You're just like, you know what? This is who I am and this is where I'm going.
Right now, we're having podcast. Toe is working. Queen is on her phone doing what we don't know. That's the part of being an adult. Do what you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, that's how it is. It's good.
It is what
It is, actually.
Being on your laptop when there's a podcast and not even doing
you're supposed to be here, but you're saying you have website meeting or Zoom meeting by 12.
Oh, that's not, that's sort of not, that's really not an adulting thing to do. It's not, but okay. All right, so we're moving on to our next question, guys. And it says, do you think growing up is a choice? This question is so interesting.
Are
we all coerced?
It's a choice, guys.
Growing up is like death.
In a way.
What? Wait, hold on.
I'm so excited.
Hold on. Guys, let's pump the brakes here. I've had death like twice now. We're adulting, not dying, please. It's not like this.
Where is it going? No.
It's just inevitable. Right. It's just going to happen. Yeah. And then the fact that, okay, even if you are just there, everybody is doing this. Mm-hmm. So somehow you can see you're being coerced into it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it just have to happen. It has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to grow up.
If it was a choice, many people would
because
to grow.
Exactly. I'll be
no, I would want to grow up because I want to be able to afford stuff. So I want to be able to afford stuff and pay my bills. I would like to grow up. But the part where I have to be responsible for other people is...
I think you would actually do pretty well, Debbie. So I don't think you should be scared. But I think for one thing I know is life comes in cycles. So... 1 second you are in maybe primary school, you're 6 years old, or maybe you are like 12 or 10, and you see an auntie of yours that is probably in the University of Lagos, and you aspire to perspire to be like them, so you probably either wear makeup or go out and come back late and all those kind of things. So you aspired. I'm actually talking about myself. So you see like older people and you be like, oh, I want to wear makeup, I want to wear fine clothes. Yeah, you will not finally get there. You'll not be like, ah, God, I wish I could go back. So it's just simple. Life is in cycles. And even when you become 40, you would wish you were probably 25. This 25 or maybe 24, 21 that you're complaining about, you still want to come back to this position. Well, so enjoy it while it lasts, really.
So I can relate to mine.
Wait, are you saying like the older you get, more work?
Yeah.
But I've seen people like, relaxing at very like...
Oh no, yeah. Some people, the older they get, they want to be younger. Like they want to look younger, feel younger. Oh, I feel like the older you get, you just feel a sense of life leaving you every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're getting closer to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think we literally remain the same on the inside. We just age
outside. Outside, that's what I think,
So the older you get, you just the
that's
same.
That's why they always say like adulting is like a frame of mind or growing up, you know? And we have that conversation.
Many times I still feel like I am... The conversations I have in my head, I've been having.
I've always had them since.
Yeah. I was younger.
Wow.
It doesn't
like,
feel.
Oh my God,
doesn't feel.
Okay, guys, I want to add to this. The reason why I said
you have
that
conversations with yourself in your head.
That's the only place you're allowed.
You
to have
don't.
Nancy, you don't.
I was literally talking to someone. Hold on.
You need to be checked.
No,
wait,
not that.
Hello.
Queen's going next. Well, let me just say something before Queen goes, right? Nancy, wait, hold on. The voice in your head is the only thing that you're allowed to have conversations with. Like, let me tell you, by yourself, that's the only time it's allowed. Like, you actually feel yourself talking to yourself. It's called self-reflection.
Yeah.
See, and I was on the phone in the bathroom, and someone was like, are you okay? Are you speaking to you? Do you get? So it's like if you're having a dialogue by yourself, that's really creepy. It's like, what are you doing? You know, is this about to be Ted Bundy all over again? You know,
yeah,
do we need to watch out? But if it's with yourself, like, you know, inherently you're self-reflecting. Oh, what do I need to do? You have, when you make decisions in life, that's legit what you do. You have conversations with yourself.
Okay.
There are two voices, your voice as well featured. It's like, should I do it? Should I not do it? And then there's you. So it's the id, the ego, and the super ego.
It's
that's
actually three voices.
Wow, yeah, it's three.
It's three. Wow. Yeah. It's yourself, which is the super ego, your ego, and then your id.
Okay.
We need to go ahead.
Okay. The reason why I said that growing up is a choice, I just want to state this fact, like my own story.
Alright.
Okay, before I decided to come to Lagos, I actually took that decision by myself. In the sense that I realized that things weren't working very well for me.
Mm-hmm.
My life was stagnant and static.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that I was going to come to Lagos by myself. Mm-hmm. Like,
let's
mom.
Move to Lagos.
Yes, let's move to Lagos.
Yes,
I thought, mom. I can't continue with this.
I need to go
because at the point I was getting.
And that was
depressed.
Growing up for you, right?
Yeah. So I told her that I couldn't continue because I was depressed. You know, I was. In fact, I was spoiled to the extent that I don't do anything. I can sleep, guys.
Okay.
Fam, I could sleep the whole day and I still get food to eat. I just need to just sit down, take my bath, and I won't do anything. But
that growing up sense came into me, like, how far? What's going on? Like, do something else. So at that point, I realized that I grew up, and I thank God that.
So you feel like, no, I can't wait for you to get your bag.
I feel like that's not the
point
you.
Where your childhood ended for you.
No, that's not even when her childhood ended. I think that's the point where she realized that, yeah, this more, this is how life is. If you don't make a move, you just be here and you just.
I feel like adulting is an epiphany. Like, it actually dawns on you that, oh, I actually need to move.
Yeah.
And sometimes we all get it in different forms. Maybe it's that cute, you know, selfie of your friend in Dubai, you know, going on vacation when he's your age.
Or you stumble on one fresh Instagram page,
fresh Instagram,
and then you just
page,
see,
like,
the photo shoot,
and then,
like,
you now find out that the person is 19 or 21.
And you're like, what have I been doing with my life all along?
Honestly, guys.
You just go back to your kitchen and then you throw all your cereals away. Like, what have I been doing?
For me, that was my growing up state.
Was so interesting. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. But now, do you feel like you're on your way and you're doing the right things now? I mean, how does it feel actually to, you know, when you look back now, you're like, wow, where would I have been, you know, if I was still there showering and just eating rice and beans every day?
Well, I really thank God that I got to realize what I want in life at that point.
And fast, too.
Yeah?
And fast. You realize it fast.
Yeah, because if I was still there, I don't think, like, so many things would have gone wrong because I was already depressed. I couldn't get a job. Mm. Like, things were just so static. Like, do you understand? Mm-hmm. I'll just decide to lock myself in the house instead of going out. Wow. Like, it was that bad.
So sorry, but thank you so much for sharing, Queen.
It was such a very touching story. Thank you so much for sharing. Does anybody want to share again?
Nancy.
What did I do?
That's what you did.
I'm just asking, does anybody want to share a very deep?
Well, for me, I don't think I'll share.
Eddie looks like she has something to
say. Nancy,
how
far?
You see?
Nancy. It's not me touching it.
I think we need to drag it down.
No, how far?
Like, how far? The second journey.
Alright, okay, so while we're trying to fix the mic that almost punched into people's eyes.
Yes.
Because it was not Nancy, actually. This thing actually is too heavy. Look at it. It looks like a dinosaur. But then, guys, we're moving on to our next question. It says, how has your country impacted your adult life and your growing experience overall?
Okay. So since I love thank you very much. I love my country, Nigeria. Right. So how has Nigeria?
Love you back, though.
Yes,
no,
it does
love
me back.
If you have like a ticket to Canada now, you stay.
Baby girl, don't tempt me in Canada. I don't like Canada.
US. Okay, UK.
Nah. Okay.
Fam, leave. She's the tourist.
She's the daughter of the sun.
So, you know, if you want to tempt me with a country, go and search for the country that you might tempt me. It's Canada and
Dubai.
Yeah. Search for an African country.
Zimbabwe.
Kenya.
Sudan.
That's where you go to. Anyway, so for me, I feel like Nigeria is like the best place for you to grow. You know why I say so? Nah, let me get my point. Okay. Nigeria is going to form you to be a hard person.
Nigeria learn
just that. No. Learn how to survive in the worst conditions.
Not
wrong.
No, learn not how.
She's not wrong. She's actually right.
Learn how
that's
to. It's not a dysfunction. So it's Nigeria teaches you how to
survive
anywhere. True. And teaches you how to enjoy anywhere.
I like the angle you're coming from.
I promise you,
Nigeria can make you anything, everything you are not. Nigeria can make you inhumane.
Exactly.
Like, you see things. So my question is, now my question to you, Debbie, are you inhumane?
I am to an extent because of the conditioning. Because how would you hear of people dying and then it's normal? Like, you don't, because it's just normal.
It's not Nigerian. Like,
people die everywhere, Debbie.
It's not everywhere. Your personality that you're not affected by people dying around you.
There's that conversation too.
Wait, hear me out. Every day in Nigeria, there's issue of insecurity. There's issue of people dying. There's issue of people going. going hungry. There are issues of people just doing everything, and then somehow we've normalized. Like, it's because it's a constant. It's this
body dying.
Wait, let me finish. People die in America, bro.
Exactly, they're everywhere.
I wish I had like I can't like place my hands. I can't place.
I know
my
what on,
like
do,
examples, but Nigeria is not. Has not helped my form my what's
your formative years.
It has not helped me in any way.
But Debbie, do you think
it's making me wait instead?
Debbie, do you think that life outside this country is sweet?
Life outside.
Is that a question, fam?
No.
It's not better, but it's not the best.
It's a lot better.
What is a lot better?
They don't tell you what they go through.
It's a lot better.
You think so?
I don't understand.
You know, you can still be in UK, but you're still living your worst life.
Exactly.
UK. You can still be in UK and UK.
Everywhere outside Nigeria is not
even in the UK.
I love when
Eni
is just like checking you guys. Like, it's not easy.
This is what I pray for. Anytime Rotimi comes in. Debbie, I pray you travel out of this country.
Okay.
When you go out of this country, the day will come by, you remember this particular day. I will tell you that, you will say that, Nigeria really helps.
We have our struggles, but Nigeria drains the life out of you.
But you're not dead!
Wait, let me finish.
I get what
every time there is a policy that is dragging your like sapping out energy out of you, you take one step, the government like comes up with a policy that drags you two steps backward. Do you understand? Nigeria is not hell. Instead, you have to make extra efforts to actually unlearn a lot of things to be human.
I would rather
not experience this life. Like, I don't like the hard work. I don't like the hard work of having.
Truly, Nigeria is very, very flawed. But the truth of the matter is, when you go to other places, it's the same.
Exactly.
I saw a thread recently on Twitter about some lady who I think stays in, I don't know, the US or one of these countries, and she was like, how do you explain how you've left the university for years and you're still paying student loans? Meanwhile, here in Nigeria, your university, whatever, is so cheap. Even when you go to the, when you consider the private university.
It's not cheap in Nigeria.
It's so valid.
I have two siblings in the UK and I don't want to give financial.
Comparing the standard, the cost of the standard of living, the cost of living, and then what's that thing called, that 30k minimum
wage.
Yes, you cannot say tertiary education in Nigeria is affordable. Many people went to private schools, and many people's parents actually struggled. Now, it's a different dynamics there, because they have provisions for student loan. For many people, their parents do not have any active maybe retirement investments, because they invested everything they had. They literally lived paycheck to paycheck because they're trying to pay school fees. Now it's different there, because their government is providing that, and they're taking advantage.
And then 15 years after you leave school, you're still paying student loans. It's a different form of slavery.
You can.
This is what I'm trying to help you see, right? Like, there are different sides to it. From the Nigerian side, there's a lot of burden. From that other side too, even though there's a system that works, I'm saying system nine caps, there's still a lot of burden. It's a capitalist mindset
everywhere.
I'm not saying the same
outside the shores of Nigeria.
If you're in Nigeria, own it.
I'm not saying that, but okay. I'm saying that Nigeria is a failed system.
Really?
Yes. It's because you are here. That's why
Nigeria
you can't. We all know.
Go to a country like UK where the bulk of your income, more than 50% of your income, goes to the government.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But at least.
But at least what? Let me just hold it in. Okay, Deb, sorry, hold on. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. But I just want to ask the moderator. I just want to say that. All right, I'm just going to say that first off. Debbie, I understand where you're coming from, and it's valid, you know. Let's walk back. Do you think you've been shielded from the responsibilities of adulthood in any way?
No, never. I haven't.
You haven't been shielded, to be honest. I feel like I've been shielded.
My mom threw me
into the world at an early age. She said, "My darling, the earlier you know how this world is, the better for you. Don't be deceived. This world is
not going to be
My mom did this to me. I'm sure some of you have heard this story. I think someone knows the story.
No, I've not heard the story.
So when I was growing up, I loved dance.
I know the story.
So I remember I was in SS1 and I had a dancing competition to go for. And my mom was like, don't go for it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go. Do you know what my mom did?
Wait, you went without your mom's blessing.
I went to doubt it. I'm like, it's what I want.
So you were already an adult.
I was already an adult. But my mom now showed me, since you want to be an adult, I'll make you be an adult. My SS1 first time school fees, my mom didn't pay it. She paid my brother's school fees. She was like, I'm not paying your school fees. What? And I thought my mom was just joking. Like all these prank principal. Like my mom didn't pay one cheat. I had to hustle for myself. She said, that's you being an adult. So you want to take decision? Go ahead and pay your
fam.
First
school. Oh, that's like
your mom.
My mom pushed me out there.
Your mom is content too.
That was gangster.
Mom.
I'm so scared.
So when everybody
if my mom did not pay me.
I'll be a drop off, but there's nothing I could have done
at that time, nothing. So I mean, I just have to give it to you, Nancy. You went there with that one. But I mean, deserves an applause. Wait, guys, does anybody have any other story? Like, do you think you've been shielded from, you know, the responsibilities of being an adult?
I have been shielded. I think I have never.
You've never been shielded. Yeah. Are you sure?
I'm coming from the last bond.
I can relate though because me, I'm broke.
I just come like, what?
Honestly, even till now, I'm so broken.
I always go back to the source.
Okay, I think for one, it's a phases thing. So, mm-hmm. 1 second you're in uni, your parents can still, like, because I'm broke now, please. Mm-hmm. I don't have the money I gave you, and you still cover up. But like at some point, it gets to a point where your parents now expect you to be the one to
send so money
into the account. So sometimes they'll just even say unconsciously, what is happening? And so your mind, like, this woman is asking me for money. So you, like, were the one that was collecting money a second ago. You will now be the one to have to give. So I feel for one, all of us were in a blanket in some sort. So you can't even say you were not in blanket. As long as you've gone through primary school. Because there are people that didn't even have parents to take them through primary school. Talk less of secondary school or university. So I feel that shield from our parents was pretty essential to forming us and giving us, like, the sense of responsibility that even after we're done with, you know, that phase of our lives, we'll still survive. So you might probably be like, ah, oh God, this salary that I have is not so much. I wish I could just call my friends and be like, please, dear, send me money to my account. But either way, at some point, you would move over that phase again.
Mm-hmm. But the responsibility
of adulthood, is it just finance? No, not just finance,
everything, emotional, physical, everything.
Because there are things, I think about it, there are times where, you know, your parents would actually help you get through stuff. It's like, maybe school stuff even. Like, I can remember, like, you know, in primary school, your parents can still probably, like, call, like, a teacher or something. Yeah. But in uni, they can't do that. Like, who are you? Who is your mom? Do you get? Except you're coming with money or, you know, with some sort of favor or value. That's different. In uni, it's different. Very, very different. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. You know, and other favors that you even get from just being, you know, Omomomi at the time, you know, and now you are no more Omomomi, you have to be by yourself.
But even from your uncles and your aunties, I think for me, the moment I just finished NYC was I could not zap out money from anybody. You get like it was during NYC period, you just call like, I'm broke, no, I'm copper. They will send. Well, I think the moment they just heard me,
finished.
I just picked up your, I said, or could be like.
Let me tell you, I don't know. Let me tell you something. This thing is so real. It's so real because it's like this thing is it's in the moment. The moment you just finish the next day. But you graduate now. It's like I just literally graduated. Like I literally just graduated seconds ago.
You made the mistake. That was that day you just carry your pack and say, I'm done. They'd be like, we don't catch.
That's
no bother calling us.
We've always waited for this moment. Struggles are over. That's it. But of course, guys, using our mantra here at Pop Central, you know, promotes the ideal definition of, you know, growing up. I mean, do you think it depicts, you know, what growing up should be?
So I feel for me, I would use an example. So being on set is actually allowing me be childish sometimes, do some crazy things. But if you're working in a normal corporate environment, you can't do that. But there's the other side of the job whereby you have to be you have to be an adult. So having to be both of them in this place is actually good, because I think that's what keeps me sane and not losing my mind most of the times.
I think doing some backflips and all this stuff, you know, sometimes just helps really, because
with backflip in your head.
Backflip. Don't even.
Make a record and put it on TikTok.
But mental backflips, you know, just like in your space, being able to just like do a lot of things and take on a lot of creative challenges. And I feel like creativity here really helps you, you know, become, because you have to think literally like a child. Like, you know, how would a child listen to this? How would a child, or how would someone who was young, you know, listen to this? You know, just a young approach to everything, even food. We have a cafeteria. Alleged. That's cafeteria is a high school thing. I'm just letting you guys know. But all right, we're going to now move on to our last question, which is a word of advice. Actually, not a question. It's a word of advice to folks listening who are struggling to find a balance. Do you have any advice for them, or would you rather just tell them to grow up? Which is it?
Grow up!
No, just breathe.
Breathe, right? Yes.
I can take it one day.
And take your time. Don't grow up.
Girl, all of you are clapping. You can't take anything one day at a time here, because guess what? I have to go and do Two-Face.
And boy, we have a meeting at 2.
Juget. Simultaneous.
The major advice try to follow, and I always give to other people, is just be very wary of comparison. I think comparison is something that comparison affects in a negative
people,
light now,
yeah.
Is something that will, if you're not careful, if you indulge in it, it will cause you to be blind to your own journey and see only the progress other people are making, such that you will begin to downplay the value of where you are, what you and where you're going, as to really just focusing on your journey and being grateful for where you are and just keep going. So that's just it for me, really.
Thank you.
Any other advice, guys?
Any, Sarah?
Move at your own pace. There's time, but there's no time as well.
Girl, how does that help me?
There's something called deep. There's time and there's no time.
How does that help me, fam?
That's what I tell myself. Like, there's time and there's no time. Like, sometimes I just like take this time.
Oh, so you saying don't be complacent?
Yes, exactly. Don't be complacent. Yes, that's it.
Yeah, that's cute too. It's just like you need to remind yourself that even if you wanna, you know, do it, you know, at your own pace, it's not.
It's not that hard. Okay. Exactly. My advice is
don't be too comfortable. Do what you have to do and do it right. Even if you make mistakes, dust yourself up, do it again, you will get
mistakes
it.
Mistakes are bound to happen.
And your salary wouldn't be deducted.
Win. I love
I love how much
so much deepness.
She said, own up to your mistakes and do what you need to do.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like one person that I definitely like admire on this podcast, like with all the gems that she's been dropping, is Queen.
Woo!
Well done.
Thank you.
Baja finally she has got the accolade that she has been looking for.
Nana, you broke my heart.
Nana, you broke her heart.
Nana, you are boyfriend.
Nana, you broke her heart.
But all right, guys.
When they say come and do the press, they don't come and do it. No,
Rashida
said no. Who did it?
Wait. That's not the case here. Okay. I didn't have the shirt.
Back again.
And she was the best bit. All right. So because you're the one that you find one that did the two together.
Now. Oh, what? The one that
we did just joined. But okay, guys. Debbie, do you have anything to say? You know, because you've been very passionate about this adulting thing. You really cried out, you know, when you were talking about your Nigerian experience. I was like, I don't want to be an adult here.
Do you take me away. I promise.
Do you guys be brought here?
Yes.
Wow.
I think regret is a very strong word, but somehow.
What is the right word?
Somehow I wish I was. There are days like, I'm wondering why. Because there are times you walk into offices which.
Like have money or you know someone, and even when you know both, the system will just fail you somehow.
I really wish I could like go in depth, like
true.
Like all of these things, like
it's just crazy. Debbie, do you have like an experience you want to share?
Debbie, I have like
because it looks like you have an experience.
And today I decided to call it out. I'm literally going to
go to church.
I'm going to go to church and I'm going to pray against them.
Use the gospel rightly.
Alright, guys.
I just mentioned you have money. You have money.
You have credit. And the system. No, that's not village people.
No!
You have money. You have credit. Something's wrong.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying that the system is just.
I don't want to say Nigerians are not. Officials in Nigeria are not competent. The lackadaisical act is just. It's like it's nauseating. There are days I just want to throw up on them because it's just crazy. That's that. That just leaves Nigeria. One day I'm going to call out everybody that are doing in this country.
That's
class, good
day, right?
But I just wanted to ask a question. So guys, what do you guys think about having to like take a break from adulting and then having all your bills sorted out and just chilling? You know the way
that
breaks from
everybody's dream.
Like it's going to make sense, right?
That's what I dreamt about when I was thinking about adult. That things just be happening. I just say I want it to just happen just again. But
that would
also,
be so cool.
There's the reality, yeah. Should you understand, which is what we're all doing here.
As when I was like 40, I was like at 21, I already have my house, have a car.
What?
I'm being serious. That was the dream.
You said at 14.
At 14, I was saying at 21.
Yeah, that's always
16,
the dream.
When I came to 16, I moved it to like 25. When I was 18, I was like, if I can see what.
I pushed it so much. Now I don't even know where it is anymore. It's very nice. I think now I'm moving from the vintage. But on that note, guys, we're going to say our goodbyes. Thank you so much for coming here to talk about adulting. Each and every one of us has really showed, you know, bravery when it comes to talking about it. Because many people don't like to talk about it, right? They're just like, I'm an adult. I beg, leave it like that. As long as I have the title on my head, that's good. You know, and just you just know how to act like as an adult. You know, just don't speak until you're spoken to most of the time. You know, and just, you know, wear tie and shit most of the time as well. That's all you need. But yes, guys, thank you so much for coming to Pop Sessions. Of course, if you want more of this, we put this out every Friday with the same people, the same energy. I'm going to just introduce you guys since we're going out. There's no time for your staring rings, right? There's Nancy, there's Debs, of course, the Venta, and of course, we have...
That's a good one. I think we should keep it.
The ventilator. Creating ventilation.
You ventilator.
If you guys ever want to vent,
a breath of fresh air.
You get a breath of
fresh air.
And Debbie will be the venter for you.
And we have Sarah, the only light-skinned girl who sings her name.
Exactly.
We have Eniola. the brain queen. We have Tone Content Lead and of course Champagne Girl. She's, that dress is Great Bad Gatsby themed. Tone does it. She doesn't tap up the fashion. Alright, Queen. Thank you so much for coming as well. You are
girl that made that bold step.
Yeah. And Queen is the MVP of this podcast. I hope you guys know. While signing up like with her in mind, like she's the one who really said, I literally grew up. Like, I left my states and my country and my region to grow up. Yeah. If you're not growing up like that, that's next level grow up, fam.
Yeah.
Next level.
So yeah. What's that diary at this time? You have to leave your mother and your family and go to another state.
And then of course there's Nancy.
Pray for me.
And of course there's Nancy, who also, you know, had to pay her school fees in SS1. Your mom still holds you that money. She sent her your cash out.
From your bride.
Fam, you know how many goats and gallon of oil you're not sending to her. But on that day, we're gonna say bye and we'll see you guys next week. Still Pop Session.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go.